Okay. You hear me? Yeah, okay. Today we'll discuss the sugya of Sasal HaMithnadnade. The Mordechai writes in Shabbos Simon Reish Lamed Ches, quoting a Ravan, B'shem Rashi, Asur Leishev Al Kisei Aruch, Asher Ishto Nida Yosheves Alav. You're not allowed to sit on a long bench upon which, or that which, your wife, who is Anita, is sitting on. Again, Asur Leishev Al Kisei Aruch, Aruch, Asher Ishto Nida Yosheves Alav. In the Ravan that we have, the printed Ravan in Simon Shin Lamed Hey, this is a slightly different formulation. The formulation in our Ravan is Lo Yeshev B'moshava. You should not sit on her chair. So both Rabbi Eider and Rabbi Karp, quoting slightly different Marmakomos, suggest that this formulation of Lo Yeshev B'moshava has certain implications of Tumah V'Tahara, as opposed to the more standard kinds of harchakos of Hergal Davar or the like. Rabbi Eider quotes a Rikanti that says, Tov hu li zahir afilu bizman hazeh mimish kava umoshava shel nida, that even though nowadays they're not really makbid in Tumah V'Tahara per se, but it's commendable to have a certain level of awareness and take certain precautions, Tumah related, to Mishkav Umoshav of Anita, Kidei Shelo Tishkach Toras Tara Mishral, so that we have some familiarity with the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, and particularly the halachas of contact with Tumah V'Tahara. So Rabbi Eider thinks that this language of Lo Yeshev Umoshava has certain implications, that it's a Tumah V'Tahara context. It's Mitzayin in the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayetze, as well, on those lines, the notion that there is a certain exclusion of nidos that existed in even pre-Matan Torah society. Rabbi Karp quotes a Sefer Ha'ora, Chelek Bey's Os Aleph, that has the following. Kalim Shanida Nogas Behen, Bizman Hazet Tahorin Hain Eitzel Baila. Strictly speaking, we're not concerned about Tumah V'Tahara. So if Anita touches Kalim, that doesn't, strictly speaking, have any ramifications or repercussions for the husband. Share b'nei Adam shebizman hazeh mitabin b'kivros u'ol ameis b'sharis ameis. In general, we're not makbid about various forms of Tumah. And anyway, there's no way out of Tumah's meis, so we'd be stuck if we were. Aval machmirin anu alatzmenu ve'enanu ochlin b'kara achas v'lo mishirei machala v'lo yoshvin al moshava v'lo mekabim klo miyada ela ayidei acher. However, despite the fact that we're generally not makbid about Tumah V'Tahara, we still are makbid on Negia and Anzrika, Ashirei Machal, Yoshvin al Moshava, Kara Achas. So all these harchakas that we've encountered in their respective contexts, which generally we assume are Hergal Davar or Negia related, this Sefer Orah Mibeis Midrash Sharashi frames in the context of Tumah V'Tahara, that even though, strictly speaking, we're not makbid on Maga, Masa, Moshava, Venida, but we still have these harchakos that, to some extent, remind us or have certain implications of a Tara association. So one of those examples is Lo Yeshev B'Moshava. So Rabbi Karp thinks that fits into this idea that there's a certain theme, even though it may not be the primary theme, but there is, at least in certain sources, there's some notion that there's a Tara connection to some of the harchakos. Rabbi Karp further quotes as another Mar Malkam in that context, that Beis Yosef has a minug of rinsing out a kos bein shetia didah l'shetia didah, which Beis Yosef says is a minug kosher. Even if technically speaking, there's no problem of shirei machal if there's nothing left sorry, if there's nothing left in the cup. But he also quotes a commendable minhag of rinsing it out anyway. So Rabbi Karp thinks that might also fit into this tara notion as opposed to any of the hergal davar harchakos per se. And then he also says this gives a little bit more clarity to the position we saw of the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, that if a woman drinks from a kos before she's pirsa nida, and then she's pirsa nida, that's not a violation of shiurei hakos if her husband drinks it. So why should that be? If we're concerned that shiurei hakos is going to lead to some kind of hergal davar, so what difference does it make if when she drank it she wasn't a nida, but now she is a nida? The hergal davar shouldn't be any less of a concern just because she started drinking it before she was pirsa nida. But if there's this tara resonance in the din of shiurei hakos, so maybe that makes a little bit more sense. So there is some notion of tara connections to some of the hakos, and that may be behind the lashon of the Ravan of lo yeshe b'moshava without qualification. Rabbi Forst quotes the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva is a fascinating marmakom. Darkei Tshuva in Sivkatan Kavches quotes a sefer Toras Nisanel ala Torah. I don't know who that is. Parshas Achrimos, who quotes from a Tanchuma. He quotes from Vayalka, but it's in a Tanchuma of Parshas Mitzora, which he suggests is the source for the din of Safsal. Actually, before we quote that, we'll come back to that in a minute. I have to see something else first. So again, the Mordechai as quoted is, sorry, the Ravan is quoted, the Mordechai says the Isser is to sit al kisei arach asher ishto nida yeshev asalah. The Ravan lefanenu says lo yeshev b'moshava. But neither the Mordechai nor the Ravan make any distinction between a safsal hamisnanein and a safsal shenamisnanein. There's no attention paid to whether it's a flimsy, shaky bench or a sturdy, firm bench. But that we do have in other Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Beit HaKabayis is from the Orchos Chaim that you're not supposed to sit on a safsal she'eno kavua that your wife sits on. In a situation where it's yachol is not made if it could move. Aser leishe b'safsal she yoshevis im eino kavua shelo tuchal in aneya ana v'ana. You shouldn't sit on the same bench if it's eino kavua, where it is eino kavua that it's yachol in aneya ana v'ana. It could move. V'yesh batir mim yeshiv adam b'neihem. And the Trumas HaDeshen, Simen Resh Nun Aleph, discusses the permissibility of a husband and wife traveling in the same carriage together for a, the context of the question is a intercity trip on a wagon. Let's I think I can pull this up on the screen. A second. And the Nisnane piece comes up prominently in this Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen Simen Resh Nun Aleph. Okay, Sheila. Isha nida ma'ase teshev and ba'ala ala gala lalechas me'irli here. Zeshelo b'derek zeshelo yiga baklal kigon hulif nevehi lachor. So he'll sit in the front seat. She'll sit in the back seat. We're not concerned about negiya. Is there still a problem traveling in the same wagon? Yerali v'yera d'shari k'meduma li karv levadai shehitu li echa min agdolim. Chen ra'isi mu'atak b'sefer agud d'sharia. Even though the Mordechai quotes that you're not allowed to sit b'safsal echad, isn't that the same thing? Near de Ladamos lo razu elamilsa de damiela lagamri sheim basvar lachalik the hilchos nida kasav alah de razu chumer baalmehi. Even though that's true that we have this Mordechai quoting earlier sources, you shouldn't sit on the same bench. But elucha belachidusho, since it's only a chumer baalma, we shouldn't extrapolate that beyond the particular context in which it's quoted. The MK nucha lachalik. So what's the distinction between the Mordechai's case? In this case, the dafka yeshiva ala safsal b'yachad nira b'derech chiba derech oav in liskabit yachad ulisvei b'chiyagavna. So sitting together on a bench, that's considered derech chiba. Avab yeshiva ba'gala shederech b'nei adam nikarim b'derech b'nei adam nachrim liskabit kamep amim lavu yachad ulisarif liskor agala. However, when it comes to traveling in a wagon, that's usually hired by multiple people who don't necessarily know each other as a pragmatic mode of transportation. So that doesn't engender any chiba per se. Even if they're the only ones traveling in the gala at the moment, that form of transportation is not per se So similarly, anonymous earlier Godol permitted husband and wife who's anida sitting on the same bench, where it's mechubar b'kolsei abayis, it's not misnatnate. By a omer the ain lesser elikish asafsal taller. The problem is only when it's less secure. However, to travel for pleasure, that's what Tumas HaDeshen isn't sure about. So the Tiyol will come back to a little while. But as far as the Etzem Din, Tumas HaDeshen says that the Din of the Mordechai, in a sense, is Ein Lecha Bo Elo Chidusho of Saf Salecha. It's only really relevant where there's a derech chiba context. In a standard travel in a wagon, there's no derech chiba there per se. So as long as you're concerned not to avoid, as long as you're careful to avoid any negia, we're not concerned about derech chiba. And then he has this distinction, which is along the lines of what we saw in the Beis Yosef quoting for the Orchas Chaim, in between a safsal kavua and a safsal tolush, if something is misnanded, if something is more flimsy, that's a problem, as opposed to if it is a kavua. So those are the two distinctions of note in the Tumas HaDeshen. Number one, the function, the context of the travel, if it's inherently derech chiba or not. And number two, the distinction between a safsal that's halush and a safsal that is mechuber. And this, okay, so now let's go back to that medrash that the Darkei Tshuva quotes. The Tanchuma, in the very last piece in Parshas Mitzora, compares the situation of Klal Yisrael and Galus to that of a nida, and it has the following line. Davar Acher. That Klal Yisrael are compared to Tumas Nida and Tumas Meis. What does that mean? Shameis bebayis ain kohen gadol nichnas l'sham shehu mitame. If there's a meis in a house, kohen gadol can't go into the house. Aval nida, kohen gadol nichnas ima lebayis. A kohen gadol is allowed to enter a house where a nida is. The yoshev al istaba, and he could even sit on the same bench as her. As long as the bench is not flimsy. Kach ilu Kadosh Baruch Hu himshel es Yisrael b'tumas anida ata omer ein ashkina chazar saleim le'olam. Ela, sorry, k'tumas ameis, to Omer Enoshkin Khazalim Lolam, Elakanida Mashla and Shakoin Omer Ima Bayis Vain Khoshesh, can Kaka Kodesh Baruch Hu Shorishkin Osam Yisrael, Alpha Pishahim Temeim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a sense, does a chesed with Klai Yisrael, that he defines his relationship with Klai Yisrael in the state of Golus as one of Klai Yisrael being compared to a nid as opposed to a mace. If it was a mace, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol couldn't go anywhere near Klai Yisrael. If Klai Yisrael is a nida, then Kodesh Baruch Hu can approach us, just can't get too close on a flimsy bench. And that's the chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu did with Klai Yisrael. So Darkei Tshuva quotes this as a possible source. It's not an exact source because, he quotes it as a possible marmakom for this din of sasal hamisnadneid, or the fact that in this mashal in the medrash there is a restriction. Again, there it's the kohen gadol is not the husband of the nida per se. These are chakas in general are more common for a husband than another person, but be that as it may, the notion of sasal habisnadneid is having some relevance in tumas nida. Okay, so this the Truas Hadeshen's distinctions that we just saw form the basis of the Rama. The Mechaber has no mention of an isser of sasal of moshava of sasal habisnadneid. The Beis Yosef thinks it's a chumr ba'alma and not lahalacha. And the Rama writes in Sifei, v'asur leishev al safsal aruch shemisna nedes, v'eina mechuberes lakosel kishe ishto nido yosheves alav. So the Rama quotes the isur safsal aruch not as the Ravan has it, but dafka where is misna nedes. V'yesh matirim kishadam acher masik v'yosha b'neim. We'll get to that. V'chein lo yelach im ishto b'gala achas v'svina achas im holech rach derech tiyol kigon l'ganos v'pardes v'chayotze v'zad. That was the last line in Shabbos Hadesh. We'll come back to that. Aval im holech mi'er le'ir l'tzarachav mutter af apishu v'ishto v'hem levadon v'vad sheyesh v'b'derech shelo yigu zebazet. So we'll come back to tiyol, we'll come back to hefsek. But the 2 points for now. Number one, the Rama passing the din of Safla Misnadneid, Dafka, where it's Misnadneid. This is a problem. And number two, in the Agolo case, at least if it's for a functional travel purpose and they're careful not to violate Nagia, then there's no Isser based on that Trumas Hadesha. Okay, so what is the concern of Safsal Shemisnadedes? The Taz and Sukkot and Vav, in the context of Lo Yeshev B'mita, which we discussed yesterday, so he draws this as by way of analogy. He quotes in the middle of Sifkat and Vav, Zavada de Gam Yeshiva Shayach Bahir Her. It's Shayach to have concerns of Hir Her even in Yeshiva, if they're sitting together in some context. That's the Taz's argument with the Bach, that the din of mita doesn't only apply to Shena al mita, but even yeshiva al mita. So it's shayach to hear her be yeshiva. The kasev Mordechai v'Ramah mevia b'samach the aser leishev al safsal aruch. After all, there's an iser of sitting on the same bench. B'kol shekein yeshiva b'mita shalad diika hear her tfei. So the way the Taz presents it, the reason for safsal hamisnadenes is because of hear her, and if that's a precedent for hear her in the context of yeshiva, then kol shekein, there should be more of a concern of hear her if they're sitting b'mita achas, not just b'safsal echad. So the Taz's concern is one of hear her, or hear her in the context of hergel avera. The Shach, in the Nekuda Sakasef, who was bothered why the Taz jumped so stridently to argue with the Bach in the mita context, the Shach writes, Lodak, the comparison is not necessarily in place, in order, the comparison between Safsa HaNisnanedes and Mita Achas. The Hasam Lamisham Hir Her Hu, the concern is not, as the Taz says, it one of Hir Her, Elakeman de Misnodenes Havi Kinegia. The concern is one of Negia, that since it's flimsy, even if you're not literally touching, But the flimsiness and the fact that there's some sensation of movement from one to the other, that's kinagiya. Inami came in the shneim yoshvim aleha biyachad havalei kiyashinim abimita the aser afa pisha ein nogin zubazu mashen kenacha. So either it's kinagiya, or even if it's not kinagiya, it's a stronger form of chiba of kiyashin ima b'mita achas. But in the first objection of the shach assumes that safa misnanenes is not a problem of he or her per se. It's a more basic problem of kinagiya. Yerucha Shulchan writes that it's not kinagiya, it's nagiya mamish, that ultimately we're concerned if it's a safa misnanenes, so movement is less predictable, and we're concerned that they may actually touch. Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkatan Yud Tes. Okay. So,
could this go back to what we started the share with about whether it's a din in Tumah or a din in Hergol Dover? Because the Taz here her sounds like Hergol Dover, and the Shach might be like some type of Tumas Heset.
You mean the second reason the Shach? The first reason the Shach is Nagia. So Nagia is, we know what Nagia is.
No, the fact that I was thinking in a different direction. I was saying the reason that causing her to move is considered like Nagia, because that's what we find in Hilchos Tumah, that there's Tumas Maga, there's Tumas Heset. So.
That's interesting. I guess
might be too much of a stretch.
I don't think that's a pashas in the shach. That's definitely not how the shach is understood by the later achronim. But I guess if you read the words literally, I hear meaning the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents the shach is kinagiya, and even more than kinagiya, or considered by real nagiya. Okay, I hear what you're saying. That's not how the later achronim understand the shach, but I can't disprove it at the moment. Okay. The Ramah had the line that even in a safsal and misnanenes where there's an iser, yesh matirim kisha adam acher masik v'yosha b'neim. If someone's sitting between them, that would obviate the problem. That's based in aguda, and that is based on an aguda. The aguda says either another person or a teva or a box. That law, the teva option, doesn't make it into the Ramah, but the aguda has either adam or teva. The Baal HaShulchan says maybe it's lav dafka, maybe teva works just as well. The Ramah just quoted adam, and that's what Rabbi Morgenstern assumes as well, that an object would work where a hecker of some sort or a hefsek is necessary, and many of the kitzur svarim say that. Rabbi Willis suggested maybe that's totally on what the concern is. If the concern is Nagia Mamish, so then any kind of Davra Mafsik should prevent the Nagia Mamish concern, or at least minimize the concern of Nagia Mamish. If it's a matter of Kirva or Hergal Davar, hear her, so just having a Teva or a pocketbook or a box between them, that might not be sufficient to remove the concern of hearer. So the post can definitely assume, we'll talk about context in which this comes up, but Adam definitely helps, and it's questionable whether another object would help, and whether you're lying, that may depend on the extent of the Shas Hadchak you find yourself in. Ramosha has a couple brief Chuvos, addressing some of the contemporary ramifications of Safsal HaMisnaned. Let's take a look first at Yeridea Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Beis. Yerodeya chelak alusim inside base. L'inyan a mutter leilach and ishto nida b'mashin, otherwise known as a car. Mitzad hanidud. So the user concern of Safsal Hamis Nadnaid in a car. So in a car, it is misnadnaid, but it's not misnadnaid because of the movement of any of the passengers. Hine isa barama ba'agala b'svina shemutu leilach mi'er le'er le'tzarachav v'alatiyo lo yechu b'esan t'rumasadeshen maybe t'il t'erachiba u'mishin adif mi'svina shel rama. A car is better than the Rama's boat. The kavanasa l'svina ketana shemisna nendes b'tzad isha. The boat of the Rama is a small boat that the movement of any passenger is going to affect the other passengers. If you're going to move in a certain direction, that movement could be felt by the other passengers. The machine who kisvina gadolish ain't a ninu klal b'shvila yeshiva, but car, the movement is not a function of the people sitting there. In ken yosu nota shebe machine afle tiyol yesh lahatir b'ofin shel yiguzabezeh ayidei haninut. So if you're going in a car, even the tiyol, which we'll get to in a few minutes, that's mutter as long as they're careful to avoid negiah. Kigon behul lefnim v'hi lachor, he's in the front, she's in the back. O ipcha, o apa makam echad, and rechokim zemizeh, or if they're both in the back seat, but the middle seat's open, or they're not in a position to touch each other. Im odon ha-shabadah yesh lahatir, there are other people there between them, then definitely yesh lahatir. U'befrat, she'etzim isi yeshiv al safsal echad, u'chumr ba'alma, Ayin Shama Chuma Sadesha. So he thinks that a car is better as far as Ninun is concerned than the modes of transportation discussed in Rishonim because there's no movement that is directly connected to the passengers. Chelik Beisim and Ayin Zayin. Ramosha writes, Bidvar Lisa B'Mashin, Chikasati, Ishtahati, Rofin Shalayigu Zebezeh, Who af im yen ninud me acher she'ein ze machmasa, even though there is movement, but since the movement isn't because of her, Ikra ninud, the ikur ninud is because of her. Came in the machine who davar kaved. L'chein yesh lahatir gamim ira sheyesh ninud gam machmasa mitzad asafsal sheyoshvin shurach. Even if there is minimal movement that is attributable to the passenger, came shasafsal lukavu amuchur l'machine yesh laduno kemuchur l'kosel shemashma shemutur af shemisnanendes yam l'chein lo yachal luk bemuchur l'kosel le'ena muchur. So the Moshe says, the fact the Rama says the issur is only besafsal misnanendes. And then the Ramaz Mechalik between if it's Kavua or Talish. That sounds like even if it's Misnanenes, as long as it's Kavua, that's okay. Because if any time there's Ninu, there'd be a problem. So what's the point of the distinguishing between Kavua and Talish? So Moshe says that the car Be'etzem is considered Kavua. It's not something flimsy. It's not something, even though it's not attached to the ground or to the wall per se, but the movement that one feels in driving is usually a function of the car and not a function of the influence of any of the passengers. So Moshe is matir, as long as you avoid the negia problem, Moshe doesn't think that there is a safsal hamisnane problem when it comes to a car, and Moshe doesn't sound like it requires any hefsek. As long as you avoid the negia problem, as long as they're not sitting touching each other, that's not safsal misnadeid, and it's even better than a standard safsal misnadeid that you don't require a hefsek. Rabbi Eider quotes from the Chazon Ish's tshuva printed in Sefer Taras Bas Yisrael that seems to concur at least in practice with Ramosha. He writes that if we were to aser traveling in a car, then the Chazon Ish writes, "On a mevi'im es rofa olam lidei nisayon," then we're going to create a difficult situation that many people will not be able to overcome. Shemidei abusha eini michal mahafsik b'nei. So if they're traveling in a car with other people, if you're going to insist on a hafsik, so then that's going to be too embarrassing because it'll be clear to the other people traveling that you're putting a hefsek between you. Umutav lasos kedin milavor aladin. So better, sounds like better to be makel in principle, because mi'ikradin it's okay, than to publicly be machmir, know that people are going to be nichshal in your chumra. It sounds like in this presentation of the Chazon Ish that if, in principle, there would have been reason to be machmir and at least to require a hacker, but since he felt nikra din, it's not necessary. It sounds like something along the lines of Rav Moshe. You have to figure out when recommending a chumrah is going to have the opposite effect. So that Chazon Ish as a practical matter doesn't endorse being machmir on cars.
It's just also interesting in light of the Rav Moshe about embarrassment by passing.
Well, this is a Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe doesn't.
No.
In Rav Moshe's analysis, he doesn't talk about embarrassment. That's not part of his study.
No, I'm saying, but the other emotion about embarrassment, like that you should never be embarrassed by the Archakos.
That's what I'm saying. The reason emotion is make a liar is nothing to do with embarrassment. The Chazon Ish has a cheshbon. In the Chazon Ish's presentation, it sounds like if you're going to be machmir on a car, then you need a hacker. And if you're going to insist on a hacker, so then that's going to lead to busha. Busha is not part of his cheshbon. He thinks in principle there's no reason to be machmir. It's not sasol, it's not nade. And therefore, you can be makel. But you're right. Based on what we saw from Moshe earlier, busha shouldn't be a factor. Okay. Rav Avner in Shir Shevet Alevi, so he quotes from Moshe. He thinks that it really should be dependent. He quotes from Moshe about cars, and he assumes the same thing is true by buses and traveling with your wife on a bus together. He says, if you're going to be sitting next to each other in a bus, so then you have to be concerned if the concern is only the nidnud machmaso, so then a bus is like a car. But if you're concerned about a chashash negia, so he says, if you're sitting next to each other in a bus, there should be a chashash negia. But he points out, so what are you going to say? A husband and wife are traveling together on a bus. So you're going to be concerned about a chashash negia, so they shouldn't sit next to each other. So who should they sit next to? The better that the wife should sit next to someone else's husband? And that's a better situation? So Rav Avner says, that's also not good. So better, if you could arrange it that way, that the husband and wife are coming onto a bus and conveniently there are two seats on either side of the aisle. One is an empty seat next to another man. One is an empty seat next to another woman. They could be sitting next to each other anyway. Great. But short of that, he thinks that you could be makel with the Davar HaMafsik as long as you're careful. And that's what even the poskim in the Rav Moshe camp will say, that if you're going on a bus, you have to be careful. If you're going to sit next to each other, to sit in such a way that there's no chashash negia, that one spouse leans in one direction, the other spouse leans in the other direction. Rav Avner says, if push comes to shove, if you're on a bus, better sit next to your wife than sit next to someone else's wife, and then you rely on a davar amasik. If the seats on the bus are standalone seats, it's not a bench, so that's better. That's even less of a safsal habisnadnaid concern. Rav Moshe raises the same issue of who else are you going to sit next to in Yoridei Chelek Beis, Simon Pei Gimel. Yoridei Chelek Beis, Simon Pei Gimel. Obviously, you don't want to be in a situation, let's say you're in the back seat of a car that sits three, and there are three passengers. So there, if they're sitting next to each other, there should be a chashash negia. But what are you going to say? You're going to say that the husband and the wife is on opposite sides and someone else is in the middle? So if there's someone else in the middle is a relative where there's no issu negia, then fine. But otherwise, so there isn't much of a choice. So then Rav Moshe says, you're really stuck. Because if you can't avoid, if there's enough room that you could avoid the chashash negia, so fine. But if you're squished in the back and there's no way out of it, so he doesn't really have a good solution. That you can't be matir in a negia. So you have to have a little bit of pixelus to figure out in advance if you're having a situation where you're traveling, not to be in a compromised state of having squish having to squish into the back seat with someone else in addition to your wife, where you could have a uncomfortable situation of unavoidable negia. But with some foresight, usually you could avoid those situations. Okay. Then the Ramah quotes the Juma Sadesh and the Safik of Bet. I'm sorry?
That's a question?
Yeah.
I was just wondering if anybody in this context raises Kavod Abrios as a consideration, especially since the Negiah here is Shalob Derech Chiba, and it's very, you know, very unintentional.
Right. As we said, Negiah Shalob Derech Chiba is Aser B'Ishto Nida, even if it's not Aser Ba'alma. So we're not mako on the Gishal B'der Chiba for Ishto Nida at all. So it doesn't really come into consideration, I don't think. In most situations, most situations are avoidable with a little bit of foresight and thinking. And if it's a situation where a hefsek could avoid the chashash negiah, then that would be acceptable also. If there's a way of putting a davar mafsik in a way that would prevent negiah, then that should also work. You know, it disputes the fact that negiah is a concern. The question is that the only concern? I mean, the Shach thinks, the Aruch HaShulchan, that the primary concern is nida, is negiah. When the Taz says we're worried about hear her and hergal davar, doesn't mean to the exclusion of negiah. You always have to avoid negiah. But even where you could avoid negiah, there's still a concern of hear her and hergal davar. I thought we had said
I could be wrong, I could be misremembering. I thought we had said Negiah Shalob B'Der Achiba was only Derabanan. So that's why I was wondering whether we would invoke Kavod HaBrios more easily.
So may only be Derabanan, but most of the Archakos are all Derabanan, so we don't generally invoke Busha. What you call Kavod HaBrios is what we usually call Busha.
Right, I guess so.
So that's a factor in trying to look for Kulos or Tzirufim, but you know the common theme is that we don't relax any of their chokos just because of Busha. We try to find ways around the Busha or try to be proactive and creative and have foresight to avoid being put in those compromised situations. Once you have your own car, then it's much more rare to ever be in this kind of a situation.
Another reason to not be taking public transportation.
Right. And public transportation is, unless it's a pre-COVID squished subway, which I understand doesn't exist anymore, even though I haven't been on a subway since before COVID. But in some ways public transportation is easier because the Busha factor is much relatively easier to navigate. Because you're on a subway or a bus with other people that you don't know, so no one's looking at you or staring at you. If you're getting a ride somewhere with another couple, with one other person in the car, so then that's a much more pronounced potential Busha where that's a situation that you have to think ahead of time about. Moshe.
What about an airplane?
So airplane would be the same as I saw one of the contemporaries of Svarim, I saw they said, if you're on an airplane, ask a Sheilas Chacham. I'm assuming the reason that they said to ask a Sheilas Chacham on an airplane relative to a car is that maybe you could argue an airplane is a little more intimate, but I would say on the other hand, in the other direction, even if you're sitting regular economy class, there's usually an armrest between the seats. So it's as easy, if not easier, to avoid the chashash negia on an airplane than it is in a bus or a subway. So I would think an airplane is...
So the other factor that you're like traveling for 12 hours, especially if it's like a far flight. You might fall asleep.
So then that comes into the Tiol issue, which we'll talk about presently. In terms of the mode of transportation, the etzem, I don't think an airplane is anywhere. So if anything, I think it's better than a car or a bus. As far as tiyul, so that we're going to talk about presently. Or a boat, as if it's a rowboat or anything like that, that clearly is aser, where there's a clear chiba context for going on a private boat ride, unless it's totally functional, there's no other way of getting there. So yeah, figure out if that could. But that's a regular boat is much more of a safsalam misnane than a bus. So boats, it's a ferry that's transporting 100 people. That's public transportation, but a private boat would generally be problematic. Okay, so let's talk about tiyul. The Ramah, again, quotes the Truma Sedesh and left it as a suffix, whether the heter of traveling in the same wagon applies even if you're traveling l'shem tiyul. So the Badr Shulchan points out in Sivkat Tzadi Gimel that there are, by implication, two approaches in Rishonim as to what's unique or not unique about tiyul. Two approaches in Achronim as to what's potentially unique or not about tiyul. The Baal Shulchan understands within the Chachmas Adam that really there's only one question here, and that is Sasal HaMisnagnet. And a carriage has certain Sasal HaMisnagnet concerns. Truma Sedeshin says it's not as much of a concern because it's functional. But fundamentally, in terms of the actual mechanics, a wagon is a form of a safsal hamisnane, but lo asru chachamim b'makom tzorach. We're not going to prohibit forms of public transportation if you need to get from place to place. So as long as there's a functional need for travel, and as long as you're able to avoid a chashash negia, so you're allowed to travel in an agola because it's not really a major derech chiba. And the only concern would have been a sasla misnaneid. And in a vacuum, we should have asked a wagon because of sasla misnaneid. Ella, if there are ways, it's impractical to asser public transportation, you have to get places. So we allow it as long as you're able to avoid the chashash negia. But that's only where there's a practical benefit or practical need. But if you're going stam l'tiyul b'alma, then that's not a compelling enough reason to waive the concern of sasla misnane. So that's how the Baal Shulchan presents the Chachmas Adam, that tiyul is simply or non-tiyul is simply a function of sasla misnane. That we're matir sasla misnane in an agola if it's for practical reason, but not if it's l'tiyul ba'alma. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkat and Kaf presents this as an independent isser, that Sasal Misnanin is one problem, and traveling litiyol, even if it's not a Sasal Misnanin, is another problem of Chiba v'Hergal Dover. Right? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in Srichim Linsoa b'Agala litzarchei hemutter, Alpha Pisha Misnane Mishum de'ein zeh kinegia mamish. If you have to travel for practical reasons, you're allowed to do so, even though it is misnaneid, because it's at least not negiyah mamish. That's only if you're traveling for a function. But stam l'tiyol, or to go see the sights, aser. If you're traveling for pleasure, then that by definition engenders a certain level of kiruv das, and we're concerned about takala. And they weren't matir this l'tiyul ba'alma. Afilu leilach l'tayil biyachad einu nachem itamzen. Aruch HaShulchan says even to go for a walk together. If you're going a walk for pleasure, you're not in a sasla misnada, you're not in a car, you're not in a wagon. Just going for a walk together is aser, because anything that's litiyol engenders kiruv das, engenders chiba, and is potentially maybe lidei takala. So tiyul is a totally additional consideration above and beyond safla biznane. Even if there's no safla biznane to speak of, traveling alone, together, in an intimate way, for pleasure, that engenders chiba and is therefore prohibited. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv would quote this Aruch HaShulchan about taking walks together. But he said that if husband and wife generally take walks together on a regular basis, then you could be mako. The way he says it is if they take a walk together once a week, so then if there's a kvias, then you could be mako. It sounds like more than once a week would be unusual. At least during the last year, I think many people started taking many more walks than they were used to in the past. But if you don't walk only to engender a chiba, then that would be better. Chachmas Adam is matir again l'shita so, if you wish. The Chachmas Adam is matir taking walks together. And Rav Avadia writes that to ask for taking walks together, that's a chumra yisera, and the host of chumros yiseros midatenu. So I think many poskim are makel on taking a walk together, even if it's for some form of pleasure, doesn't necessarily engender that kind of chiba that would concern us. Take a walk together in on a hike, or hike together a forest or something like that, maybe different, but it's time to walk around the block. Presumably, yesh lahakel. Ramosha writes, Chele Beis Yeridea Simen Pei Gimel. Chele Beis Simen Pei Gimel. Can you travel together to visit friends or litiul? So when he says, when the Rama says that the heter of going in an agala is only litzarach and litiul, he says the problem is if you're sitting together and you're just traveling for pleasure, so there are no worries in the world. We're concerned that they're going to come too close to each other. The Moshe says the whole concern is along the lines of how we presented for the Chachmas Adam. It's really a Sasal HaMisnadneid / Negiya concern. But if you're going to go for a walk by foot, so then there's no Isser. Rabbi Eider quotes from Moshe. Let me just, 1 second. This is not in that tshuva, but he quotes from Moshe on page 201. We're still talking about taking walks. Sorry. Some poskim hold it's preferable that they refrain from taking a walk together if it's purely for pleasure or recreation, i.e. for a good time. For the purpose of getting fresh air, or for relaxation, it is permissible. That's how he quotes Rav Moshe. He writes in the footnote, "Im kavanasa lischok v'chadoma hu b'chlal davar shel chiba v'aser." Im kavanasa lischok v'chadoma. If it's your intention is some form of frivolousness, then it's aser. Veloshon for a good time, Shamati b'pi agon Ramosha. So that was Ramosha's formulation for a good time would be problematic, as opposed to getting fresh air, which I guess that he didn't say was Ramosha's formulation. Okay.
Why is Ramosha, we quoted Ramosha a second ago about traveling together to visit friends.
I got ahead of myself. So Ramosha talks about two things in the Tshuva. The header is going together to visit friends or litio. So then Ramosha says, as far as going for a walk together, that sounds like going for a walk to visit friends or litiol, that he thinks is definitely okay. And then if you're going to travel in a car, the real concern about a car is a chashash negia. But if there, so if there's no worry in the world, so then we're more concerned about the chashash negia. So to travel, Ramosha there doesn't define what litiol ba'alma is, but he says if it is litiol ba'alma, then traveling in a car where you may come lidei negia is potentially more problematic.
Right, so that's what I just wanted to clarify. So the previous Rav Moshe's that we saw that was matir cars, that was only Latorah. But
not exactly, because Rav Moshe in the first Shuva that we quoted says that's even Latiyul, you could be mat. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Sadi Beis Yardeya says that you can be matter even litiol as long as there is no chashash negia. Where Moshe writes over here, what he writes over here is that if you're going litiol ba'alma, that potentially engenders more of a chashash negia, so you have to be extra careful. So I think it sounds like he's saying that fundamentally, even if it's litiol, going in a car could be okay, as long as you take a little bit extra precaution to avoid the chashash negia. But the general recommendation is not to go on a real vacation when your wife is Anita. That's not recommended, because that is definitely going to engender chiba. Rabbi Neuberger has a footnote in the Rabbi Sobolovsky Sefer, which he writes that sometimes for young couples, it's difficult to plan a vacation around the wife cycle because they're on school schedules and work schedules, and things aren't always as predictable, and you have to plan something weeks in advance. So definitely better to avoid planning any vacation during a time where potentially she's anida. But if it's unavoidable, it could be done with certain gedarim if you're very careful. But definitely better to avoid being in that kind of a situation. Okay. So a couple more notes on Mita Achas that we discussed yesterday. The Badir Shulchan is Mekel with a bunk bed. That this potentially relates both to Mita Achas and to Sasla Misnanenes. By the Shulchan is Mekel that the husband and wife can sleep on the top and bottom of a bunk bed. Rabbi Willig wasn't sure, because he thought maybe that's like a Sasal HaMisnaneh, because the movement of one mattress could potentially be felt by the other. So maybe that depends on the reasons. If it's a chashash hirhur, kirav davar, probably less of a hergal davar concern if they're on a bunk bed. If it's some kind of a, if it's a ninud that's a problem, or that the ninud is kinegia, either Meir's way or the classic way, so then maybe that's a problem even on a bunk bed. Okay, I guess one or two more brief notes, and then we'll close. Pisgei Tshuva in Sifkatan Yud has a tzarach iyun about Kol Ishto Nida. Are you allowed to listen to your wife sing when she's a Anita? So Pisachu has a tzorachin about that. Rav Avadia is Mako, but he says, Hamachmir Tova Lav Bracha. Rabbi Willis Mako, Rav Shechter's Machmir. Most contemporary poskim in print are Machmir. Rav Yashiv is quoted as being Machmir. In the Sefer of Aleu Lo Yibol, anyone ever read that? Aleu Lo Yibol is a two volume, it's an interesting read. If you're still in yeshiva, you can take it out of the library for Pesach. Enjoyable. It was written by a Rabbi Stepansky, who has a brother who lives in Passaic. The way that Rav Shechter always refers to the Orchos Rabbeinu is recording every time the stipler sneezed. But Lei Lo Yibol is a collection of very annoying questions that the Mechaber asked Rav Shlomo Zalman over many years. Like you could appreciate the gallus of Rav Shlomo Zalman and his anivas from seeing what he subjected himself to by the author of the Sefer. But he has a lot of hanhagos of Rav Shlomo Zalman and things that he asked him. So he writes there that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mako and Kol Ishto Nida. Rav Moshe has a shuva about this. Yaradea Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Hay. Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Hay. Close to Pisachay Shuva leaves it with a tzarachi and it says Min Arai Lahachmir. Okay. Fine, we'll stop here. We more or less touched on the rest of the Simon Aga, whatever we learned till now. So I don't think there are any other major issues here that are untouched. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, after Pesach, we will pick up with Vestos. I'm hoping that we will cover it in 3 weeks. Obviously, won't cover it as early as we would if we spent the rest of the year on it. And I guess if there's an overwhelming change of heart and you want to spend the rest of the year on it, let me know. I will try. We'll probably do 3 shiurim a week. The first week back, we're remote. The first shiurim will be Tuesday after Pesach, not in Isur Chag. So that week we'll probably just do 2 shiurim, and then the 2 weeks after that, I'm assuming we'll do 3 a week, and then we'll have a week for chazara. After that, a bechina, and then for those who will be remaining, it looks like we'll be doing avelis.